I enlisted as a foot soldier in the Reagan Revolution.
Presidential candidates market their personal integrity and their policy positions, hoping to persuade the electorate to choose them on election day. Much the same as selling a consumer product such as pizza or a car, it's political marketing.
Campaign has to be about reclaiming the meaning of citizenship.
February 10th, 2007, Senator Barack Obama announces his bid to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. The event in Springfield, Illinois is turned into a campaign video. Everything seen in that video, smiling faces of many colors, cheering crowds, the senator speaking stirring words, is deliberately put there to build enthusiasm and support for his candidacy.
I'll walk to Iowa if I have to help this man.
We need this guy. Our nation needs this guy.
The process of persuading voters is outlined by analyst Brian Darling at the independent research group The Heritage Foundation in Washington.
One is making the candidate likable, making the candidate something, somebody that the voters want to vote for because they like the candidate. But also, it's very important that these candidates voice principles that are very interesting and acceptable to the voter.
And package those positions in straightforward ways voters can easily remember, says Democratic media strategist Peter Fenn.
It should be clear, it should be concise. It should connect with voters. It should contrast with your opponent. Your strength should be your opponent's weakness. It should be continual. It should be repeated and repeated and repeated.
In order to generate excitement for a candidate, strategists fashion slogans that are catchy and convey the candidate's positions and can fit on a car bumper sticker. Brian Darling cites examples from present and past elections.
Many times a campaign can be summed up in one phrase. You look at President Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. You look at President George Bush I, and it was, read my lips, no new taxes. So you have all these catchy phrases, and Barack Obama is using a phrase now, change.
Political marketing has to create and carefully manage that wave of excitement to crest at the moment when voters make their purchase decision. Again, strategist Peter Fenn.
Timing kind of is everything in politics. It's true of the giving the speeches, it's true of the rallies, it's true of your get out the vote operation. It's like a graph, you just want to build, and then hit your peak on election day.
But to win the White House, the parties must also reach out to people who are independent and vote for whomever they see as the best candidate. Ultimately, it is the people in the middle, not the left or the right, who will determine the next president. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.